We are now in session. Good afternoon, everyone. This is a special meeting of the Portland City Council. Today is Monday, July 1st. Mayor Wheeler is absent today. I think we are going to skip the rules of decorum since I think I can handle these three individuals. It's four against three. No, just kidding. Before we move on to the one and only item, we have a little housekeeping matter. Well, we have to call roll first. Yes.
Okay. Hardesty?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Wheeler? Udaly?
Here. Colleagues, it is time for me to relinquish the gavel.
No.
To Commissioner Fritz. I know it will be in good hands, so I need a motion to elect Commissioner Fritz as the new council president.
So moved.
Was she? Second.
Okay. It's not a competition, people.
Yes.
Commissioner Fish moved the motion. Commissioner Hardesty seconded it. Carla, could you please call the roll on the motion?
Hardesty.
It is my honor to vote yes.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye. Commissioner Fritz, I will now hand you the gavel.
Isn't there some music that goes along
and
with
and
that?
And the thing.
It should be a procession and
balloons and flowers.
An orchestra.
And you will be presiding over today's meeting, and then I understand that. Oh, yes, I've got a... give that up to you.
Thank you so much. I will be presiding for 2 days and then I'm going on vacation, so Commissioner Udaly will be the president in my absence. Thank you. Would you please read the one item, Carla?
Yes. Item 642, designate the Portland Enterprise Zone for electronic commerce.
Do we have somebody to please come on forward and present this exciting item?
Yes.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Hardesty, Commissioner Fish, Commissioner Udaly. Thank you for taking your time on a Monday afternoon. It's a unique moment, obviously, to be here at a special session. My name is Andy Reed. I work for Prosper Portland, and I manage the Portland Enterprise Zones on behalf of Prosper Portland, as well as the City of Portland. So today we're here for, fortunately, a unique day where we have to take an action specifically on July 1 in order to retain our electronic commerce overlay for the Portland Enterprise Zone. So I'm going to go into details about that and give a brief history of how this kind of sits within our work that we do at Prosper for the city as well. Go into a bit about the impact of e-commerce companies or electronic commerce companies, talk a bit about the state statute, and then bring the request to you today. So as you can see, the Portland Enterprise Zone was established in 2008 most recently. If we had the slide going further back, it'd be back to 1986. The program has been in place for 40 years. We just had our new designation start as of today, July 1, for the next 10 years. And this action is linked to that. Specifically related to the electronic commerce, we first began using that in 2008 and had our first project, RenTrack, come in a couple years later into the program. They were looking at relocating into Vancouver, Washington, and due to the e-commerce overlay, it allowed them to stay and incentivize them to keep the jobs here in Portland versus crossing the river in that instance. In 2012, we applied for the East Portland Enterprise Zone to have its own electronic commerce overlay. That was granted. That expires in 2023, so that action is not in front of us today, but that will come forward in a few years when we go to redo the East Portland Enterprise Zone. And I'll share about some activity of the combined two enterprise zones, in particular for the e-commerce elements, as we're going through the presentation today. This is the first time we've really kind of gotten into the weeds, I think, ever in front of City Council on what the difference is between electronic commerce and a standard enterprise zone exemption looks like. So if you see at the top left here, you have your eligible businesses. This is what normally qualifies. Down towards the bottom is ineligible activities or businesses. Please note that the electronic commerce does not qualify under the standard program. On the right-hand side, you see the additional activities that can use the program with this overlay that goes with the enterprise zone. So companies that qualify under electronic commerce must meet all the criteria of every other enterprise zone company, including the higher wages, job creation, signing public benefit agreements. This is a question of activity or use and what kind of companies qualify in doing this kind of work. And you'll see that there really is a question of what the kind of transactions are via the internet. Predominantly means that 50% of their transaction activity has to have via an internet platform of some sort or doing software creation, things like that. And why this is important or valuable to us is approximately 20% of our projects in our two enterprise zones use this particular form of qualifying. And so for us, it's a big part of how we deploy our work. It's a tangible tool that we have to influence business culture, particularly in the tech industry, which we all know needs to see some pretty significant shifts in who they're hiring for their workforce and how they're doing diversity, equity, and inclusion work inside their businesses. So we're paying attention to that. And this is that one of those places where we have leverage in those transactions that we do with e-commerce companies. This is also one of our four cluster areas, so working with the software tech industry. It is the fastest growing industry in Portland, and so we have the strong preference of having some of that direct influence in how these businesses are doing their work inside our city. With that, we also have this as a tool for some of the smaller tech companies that otherwise wouldn't be able to use the program. It's going to be a key element for our Broadway Corridor work that we're doing, whereas we have a community benefit agreement that's getting attached to Broadway Corridor. This is the public benefit agreement side, which is the tenanting side. And if we're attracting tech companies to that space, we can influence the development of the space as well as how the use of that space happens via the tenants. So that's a big deal to us as well. So in terms of kind of where this sits in the timeline of activities, you all authorized the Portland Enterprise Zone on May 1st. Successfully, it's effective as of today. The Portland Enterprise Zone and e-commerce overlay have identical maps. So the map that you see on the screen is the map that would be the overlay as well. Again, the East Portland Enterprise Zone maintains its own overlay until 2023. In terms of activity, about 17% of the projects have the e-commerce elements to it. So again, this is a big portion of our work, of the 53 active projects that is. These are the companies that have qualified using the e-commerce overlay. So some of them are fairly small. The Cascade Energies, Treehouse Island, they do online training to get young people into the tech industry, into coding schools, things like that. You also have Viewpoint Construction Software, which is one of the first tech companies that existed in the city of Portland and has grown significantly from there. Another one, Instrument Marketing, they, with our changes in the 2015 Enterprise Zone rules or the public benefit agreement pieces, they have a child care tool where they deploy a stipend for their employees that have child care needs. And so again, we're kind of looking at how we're influencing tech and we're bringing in child care services for those young families that are trying to have a stable family and work-life balance. Seven of the eight businesses that you have here on the list highlighted in blue were founded in Portland. So that's just something to note. And four out of eight of them have less than 50 employees when they enrolled. So again, it is a tool that we've leveraged for some of those smaller businesses. In terms of their impact, this is of the $1 billion that has been invested in the last few years, $100 million of it is from e-commerce companies. They've been spending money both in building buildings as well as buying goods and services within the city. We've seen about 360 new jobs come out of it. They pay on the higher scale of wages in the Portland market, obviously. Their benefit packages are really, really good. And we want to encourage, again, these entry kind of pay companies growing in Portland, creating jobs and opportunities for our residents. This is one of the sector that we want to influence as much as we can in that. In terms of the value proposition, this is a breakdown from what we presented in May, which talks about the foregone revenue to the city as well as what we're getting in return for that. So you'll see about $64,000 in city general fund that is foregone as a result of these companies using the program. In return for that, we have $129,000 of money going back into our Workforce Training Business Development Fund, which goes into the Inclusive Business Resource Network, Mercatus, those kinds of programs. We also have that public benefit agreement element that's getting attached. And to reincorporate what we talked about back in May, we're spending time looking at how these companies are engaging within communities of color, how they're engaging with our nonprofits, with our schools, our universities, and we're going to be producing some really good data out of that pretty soon.
Do you happen to know how much the 2.2% city business tax, how much that is?
We weren't able to get into that level of detail. If we maybe spent some time with the city staff that could help us back into that, that would be a really interesting number, I think, for me to see in particular.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we've got double our money into the workforce training already, but I'm guessing we would have even have a pretty significant, if we looked at the actual business tax, which we can then use for anything.
I believe that's correct, Commissioner Fitz.
Thank you.
Yeah. So where this sits in the statute, there are 15 electronic commerce overlays that are available at any given time. As of today, two of them are available. One is from the Portland Enterprise Zone, which expired yesterday, as well as from the Medford Enterprise Zone, which also expired yesterday. So we are coming back today to try and pick that back up as a tool that we have in our toolbox. There are 70 enterprise zones that exist in the state. 55 of them do not have overlays. And so it's that first come, first serve under the statute, and that is the reason for the action, usually on a Monday. So in terms of the process, we have to have a new designation of an enterprise zone. That happened on May 1st. We have to notify Business Oregon of our intent to pass a resolution. I did that this morning because it had to be today. And then we have to adopt a resolution. And if that's something that happens as well today, then we can send in a notification to Business Oregon on August 1st, letting them know that the city has designated an e-commerce overlay. So that's what we're here for today. Glad to take any questions that you may have about this action moving forward.
Thank you for your presentation. Colleagues, questions?
I just have a
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. I really greatly appreciate the presentation. It was very thorough. I'm just fascinated by the fact, as I mentioned when we spoke in my office, that this turnaround has to happen in this very narrow window. Is there any plan to change state law so that we're not, like, jumping at somebody else's arbitrary timeline?
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty. I believe that this is elevating some questions, at least inside Prosper Portland, and we would like to have that conversation with Business Oregon to see if this is the most efficient and helpful way for all jurisdictions to be able to go after these.
Oh, that was a very diplomatic answer. Thank you.
And why did they limit the number that there are? I mean, just when you look at the numbers, the jurisdiction gets back more than they waive. So what's the rationale for limiting the number?
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for the question. I can't speak for the legislature. My opinion is that electronic commerce is now becoming to kind of catch speed, and it's becoming something that is becoming more valuable. So when they first opened it up, there were only about 8 or 10 overlays. Now there are 15, and I would hope that the state of Oregon be willing to look at doing more down the road. But it's a legislative question, and the legislature has to approve further overlays moving forward.
Well, the legislature certainly made some very unfortunate decisions in the past few days. This one, where I can understand if we're giving a tax break and that money is not coming back to us, that certainly comes on the ledger. But if we're getting back more than we're abating, I don't understand the rationale. Mm-hmm. So if you can continue to work on that, that would be great. Thank you. Other questions, comments? Is there any public testimony?
No one signed up.
Okay. Could you please call the roll on the resolution?
Hardesty?
So how long am I going to be first, huh?
3 months.
3 months. Oh, okay. I vote aye.
You, Daly?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Yes, my least favorite position being first, because sometimes you can get in there to frame the debate, but sometimes other people say stuff that you then remember.
Yes.
So this will be my last 6 months term of serving as president. I'm very happy to take on that role, although, as I mentioned, Commissioner Udaly will be serving out most of the rest of July on that. Thank you very much for your presentation. That was very clear, and thank you for your diligence in making sure that we meet all of these state-imposed deadlines. Aye.
Thank you very much.
And with that, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.